Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Sunny J. Whew, man, y'all, I'm astounded when we do the show today. Shout out. Thank you for people who got my back, like a backpack. But you're now to the craziest show ever, Life After Dust Live, and I am your host, Sunny J. And, man, it's definitely making it happen today. Today's show is Hot After Dust. Turned in Tuesday. You know, we usually do Hot After Dust on Mondays, but we switch it up sometimes depending on availability of crazy schedules and whatnot. So, big ups to that. And, you know, basically, let's talk about what's trending. You know, of course, we talk about a lot of stuff that's going on in media takeout, and there's some juicy stuff in there today. So, we'll be going in on that. And also, as well, when it comes to we'll be chopping up stuff we got coming up for the week. And whatnot. So this week would be today's show and tomorrow's show. So it'd be two shows of the week. And then y'all stay tuned for the schedule for next week and who'll be on the show. So big ups to that. Let's see. Shout out to Jazzy Chanel in the chat room, live chat room. Shout out to anybody that listens to the archives, anyone that listens to it from Facebook, iTunes, wherever you listen to it from. Big ups to you. But, anyways. Let's see, we're going to go ahead and go play one of the songs from artists on here last Thursday, and this is my boy Rook. This is Left Right, and then we'll be right back on Life at Dust Live with your boy, Sunny J. Let's go.
Real Life Records.
Left, right, word.
Hey, we got a new song for y'all hoes, man. Let's go.
Left, right, word. Bounce that ass, ho. Make that ass go. Left, right, work. I drop a bank roll to see that ass go. Left, right, work. She super bad, bro. She make that ass go. Left, right, work. What you here for? Make that ass go. Left, right, work.
The way you make that ass clap got me about to lead a track. Front wig, your hair nails deep, and you do your little jig, make your the mirror, do that for a real nigga. Your attitude stank, but I know how to deal with you. Yeah, your ass tight, move it left, then right. And I'ma fuck with you for the rest of the night. Yeah, your ass tight, move it left, then right. And I'ma fuck with you for the rest of my life. Bastard that ass hoe, make that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word. I drop a bankroll to see that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word. She super bad, bro. She make that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word. What you here for? Make that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word.
She shake that ass like salt and pepper. When she do a thing, she make me feel better. Got that Aquafina pussy, ain't no pussy wetter. Weekend, work on the weekday. A nigga all mad, cause she bouncing on the floor. She do it like a pro, all them hating assholes. All about a dough, little mama get low. She all set back up, watch her do it, bro.
Bounce that ass hoe, make that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word. I drop a bankroll to see that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word. Super bad, bro. She make that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word. What you here for? Make that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word. Bounce that ass hoe. Make that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word. I drop a bankroll to see that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word. She super bad, bro. She make that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word. What you here for? Make that ass go. Left, right, left, right, left, right, word.
Welcome back to Life and Death Live. I am your boy Teddy J, and that was Boy Rook's track Left Right. Alright, and we're playing back. We got some crazy stuff today. But I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all know as far as the events we got going on this week if you're in the Dallas Fort Worth area. We got a lot of stuff coming going down. Tonight if you're in Denton, Texas, I'll be more exact. Let you know that we got our first $2 Tuesday going down, and it's gonna be crazy. It's $2. You call it, they make it. So there you go for the $2. You can't beat that, and definitely come enjoy your boy. I'm Steady J on the ones and twos along with your boy P Buck. So there you go. And then Thursday, we got another big event coming down this Thursday. Definitely check that out. That's at Louisville. And well, that's going to be our second Lovely Ladies Night, in which last week, if y'all missed last week, it was very crazy. Y'all missed a treat if you weren't there last Thursday. And I told y'all never know what's going to happen when it comes to one of our events. So we actually have a surprise performance, and we should actually be on the show pretty soon, too. Shout out to my girl, Miss T.A.B. We actually play a track on here, too, for us. So y'all check it out. She showed us a lot of love. She came in, made a surprise performance, and some people hadn't heard of her before, but they sure glad they heard of her now. And she was getting in, and her energy when she was performing and whatnot, very kind of caught the crowd a whole lot. And dang, like, that's her first time being there in person, and I'm telling y'all, that woman is fine as hell. So y'all definitely come check out this week's Lovely Ladies Night over in Louisville at Pop Club Blue Moon. Check that out. That's off Highway 121 Business. and Laser Free till midnight. Juice specials all night. Everyone's free till 11. You can't beat that. All right, so we're going to go ahead to the phone line. Today is my co-host with the mostest in the building. All right.
Hey,
let's go ahead. What's up? I miss you, Urban. I miss you, you know. It's always like a fair every time I haven't talked to you in a while, or like the show. We're not seeing each other from like Thursday on to like whenever the next show is.
I know.
It's not like a star reunion. I know. Like, oh, this party. Especially, you know, we're going to keep making the point that you don't have a BlackBerry anymore.
Oh, boy.
Okay, but anyways. Yeah, anyways, you know, I know you've been holding it down and whatnot, and definitely, like, how was your weekend and. No, how was your last Wednesday? I know every Wednesday you have an event.
Yes. Last Wednesday, it was good. It was cool. Got wasted, like I was supposed to. But, my weekend went by too fast, first of all. I went to a party on Saturday. Didn't get no sleep last night either. So, yeah.
That's how I felt. Like, I was, that was my weekend, too. Like, I was trying to get, because I was DJing on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dude who I DJed for tonight, he was, he needed to DJ for Friday, because it was, like, the person, for a reason, couldn't come in, DJ, whatnot. So, yeah, he's coming, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm glad you're looking ready, but I knew it would be crazy. So I was cool with that, but it was Saturday was my problem because I was working the day, and then all of a sudden my homeboy comes to the job. He comes at me, dude, we got to go out tonight, man. We got to go to this house party. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude, I'm going to sleep tonight. Why are you doing
Yeah, that always happens, always. Because I always intend to, like, stay in on the weekend so I could sleep, but that never, ever happens.
But you know what? It was crazy. I actually, when I finally got home on Saturday, I actually went straight to sleep. I couldn't believe it. I had to fight myself to go to sleep. It took me maybe 10 minutes most for me to finally go to sleep.
That doesn't happen to me anymore. Like, Saturday night, I went out, I partied hard, I drank hard, and I got home, and I could not sleep.
I'm partying first. The other thing, I partied first. That was interesting. So, I put a second sleep since I got home. But, So, shout out to me So, Sunday is usually my recoup day. It's like, it's usually the day I get to recoup and go, okay, let me get my rest back. So, you know, as far as, let's go ahead and chop up. I know, of course, today is our hot mess day. You know, we didn't do it yesterday because your boy was doing too much at once. So, he didn't do the show yesterday. But today's a hot mess day, and as far as what's going down, the hot mess today, oh, man, I'm telling you, we got some stuff here today. Let's go to this first one. Top story on there, Nicki Minaj and Drake were apparently caught making out behind backstage at Saturday Night Live. And why am I not surprised, you know? Not surprised. It's a big story, but it's not really a big story because I kind of seen it. So, yeah, anyways, going to what they said. According to a member of Saturday Night Live Comcast, Nicki and Drake's hot performance got even steamier backstage. The insider told MTO that Nicki's boyfriend wasn't there and Drake was all over Nicki. Nicki was laughing and pushing him off, but she was also flirting, sitting on his lap and kissing him on the cheek. But things got steamier, and the comedian/actor told him that everyone was drinking, and by the time the show was over, they were making out. shortly after, the two left with each other, and neither showed up to the after party that they both were scheduled to attend.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting, interesting. yeah, they probably went and got it in.
Uh-huh.
And somebody said, I saw a comment. I usually read the comments of me and take out because they always got spam follow after them. But someone was saying, I wish he would stop saying they are a couple. It's called publicity. All right, whatever. It's publicity. The end of the day, he's still doing it. So I'm just saying, they want to play. We're not doing nothing. We're not. And then you get caught. I mean, come on, son.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you don't see me at all Urban trying to do some publicity things like typing each other. Oh, he goes naked picture Urban. Like, you don't see me doing that. City and Urban got caught sending naked pictures to each other. Get the heck out of here. I mean, sometimes publicity. I don't get tired of this whole publicity game because people be full of so much crap. At the end of the day, it still happens, so I don't give a damn if it's Lucy or not. Oh, but this has hurt my heart. I hate to talk about this. Because picture proof and everything. Serena Williams is apparently going bald.
Oh.
Yeah, and basically because of all the crazy hair stuff going on
around
her, she has a nice little bald spot. You go look at the bald spot, it is pretty crazy, y'all. It's getting out there. Why, Serena? Why are we doing this?
Well, I be noticing like her hair is not always on point, so she's probably not taking care of it.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly. Right. She maybe you know what? And I don't think she looks ugly with a short hairstyle. That's my problem. I'm doing like a whole. Look at it, I'm like, put it on my head. I don't think she looks ugly with short hairstyle. I mean, any day, people still, they don't care if she got short hairstyle or not. We know what most people like to call Serena Williams for. And it's not because of her hair or how pretty she looks. I got to say, Nelly made a song about that. I'm not going to, hey, y'all just go look through Nelly's catalog and you know exactly what I'm talking about. What song is about Serena Williams. Let's keep it real. Serena Williams is not the cutest in the face, but.
Uh-huh.
Never mind, I'll be here all day. All right, so I'm going to go to the next part. Y'all figure that one out. I'm not going to do it. Okay, wow. Another crazy fashion faux pas apparently going on today. All right, Mariana's photo wearing a leopard.
What?
Photo wearing leopard print red bottoms. Let me see. I got to see this. I know. Get the out of here. This fool is wearing.
Wait. I got to see this. Hold on, wait.
Okay, so you go look at the picture. This fool got, oh, my God, it's gone. You can't try to deny this, man. Like, I get tired of people like, come on, dude. This person, you know. Even a prince comes out and says he's at least bi. Like, at least you get that much. But this dude got on. I mean, he had the scarf on. You see the scarf is around him.
That scarf,
it matches
no.
the
First
shoes.
Of all, I don't know what he's doing with that scarf. That scarf is horrible.
He looked like, no, real talk. No, he looked like Eddie Murphy coming to America with that scarf on.
Yes, I don't know what he's trying to do.
Come on, man.
Like,
and then,
what is going on?
I mean, he's doing way too much.
He is.
Wow.
Like, I never really liked him, but this is, I don't know. That's crazy.
I mean, he got chicks in his lap as bad as guy on leopard, too. But still,
uh-huh.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. See, but he tried to throw you off because you got all these pictures of chicks in his butt, grabbing the butt and all that. He tried to throw you off. But it's like, dude.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Either, I don't know if he's trying to be the carrying line from the Wizard of Oz, or if he's trying to be his.
I don't know. I'm like speechless because I don't know. I don't think
he's dressed almost exactly like Money Mike. I'm telling you, like Cap Williams character, Money Mike, and in Fro Friday after next, because that looked like something that Money Mike would wear.
Yes.
And if his rebuttal for this whole ordeal is that he's a pimp, I'm going to reach my foot through that plug and kick the heck out of him.
Nobody believe that. Come on now. No.
Oh, man. Get the heck out of here. All right, I saw this. It came to my phone earlier. All right, let's see what's going on. Da, da, da. Okay, so Soulja Boy is arrested. He's charged with dealing drugs. Cops catch him with guns, drugs, and a stack of cash.
That's definitely a publicity stunt. Nobody will be paying him no attention, so.
Yeah. Right, I'm so tired of him. I mean, and then some people are like, oh, man, so man, I won't be like Soulja Boy. I mean, I tell y'all all the time, y'all heard me tell you about the argument I got before some idiot about Soulja Boy, this, that, and the other. And this kind of car right here just proves my point. You look at this dude and you're like, you gotta be kidding me, dude. Like,
because
what's
he's one of those people that stay in the news for everything except for what he supposedly does. Because you never, like, he's really in the news for, like, his music. It's always either about pictures he has on the internet or something like about who he's dating or something like that. It's never about
Oh my God! Please stop giving people who have 15 seconds of fame another 15 seconds. Let that 15 seconds die.
Exactly.
Oh,
I don't know.
Pissing me off. All right, we're going to the next thing. All right, so now they're making a big deal. Brazilian model Suella is full of wearing spandex. And woo wee, I'm like,
yeah.
Man, I'm out. Let me get out that picture before my head starts spinning in a second. All right, so yeah, that's everything that's hot. That was hot news, hot mess for the week, as we're talking about. But as far as this chop up. As far as anything we saw that was hot mess in the streets.
Mm.
Now, you guys know that I specialize in fronting out hot mess. And when I see you and you're doing it, I'm going to catch you. Okay, so we got some juicy stuff here. Okay, so there's one chick. I'm at the health party with you on Saturday. Apparently, she was everybody was drinking and all that, and she was drinking, and she got so drunk, she ended up having sex with this one dude, and then later on, she starts tripping and goes, oh, he tried, I didn't know what I was doing,
please.
And I have a fiance, my fiance is going to be upset if he finds out.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to have to keep it real, y'all. This is a black dude messing with a white chick. Now, we all know what happens a lot of times.
Wow.
Let's keep it real. I love all of our listeners. I don't care what race you are, but let's keep it real. A lot of times, whenever kind of cases happen, all they got to do is cry wolf, and that happens. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
What am I going to do? And that's what happens. Like, crap like that happens, and like, if he doesn't be careful, let me have me not learn from all these different cases. Have me not learn from OJ, all this stuff. Leave them alone, man. And especially, don't mess. Like, do not mess with a chick when she is. No, a lot of times, this happens. That's why I always say, if a chick does something or a dude does something when they're drunk, they possibly meant to do it when they were sober too. And a lot of times people use being drunk as an excuse to do things. So at the end of the day,
exactly. Because I don't know about that.
Especially, like, what there was to drink. That mess, you had to drink a lot of that to really just be super drunk. I don't care how big or small you are, you had to drink a whole lot of that to be drunk. So I'm just really just sitting there like, you can't trip all of a sudden. What, because you got caught by one of your friends and you want to seem like you was...
Exactly.
God, at the end of the day, you're going to do what you want to do. So I mean, that's hot mess number one. Hot mess number two is this dude who top flight security of the world, Craig, trying to walk around, and he goes to end the house party. He tries to end the house party. He's like, I'm trying to break this house party up. Dude, if someone you would keep believe breaks up that house, this wasn't the same when I was at. This is another one. But until your team believes breaks that up, people are really honking and go, okay, let me move a little quicker. They're not really convinced by you walking up with top flight security of the world badge and you telling everybody to shut down the house party. So, anyway, so that's dumb thing number two. Dumb thing number three. I guess it's the house party edition. When you have a house party, please cut on the air. It's too hot. Too hot, too much hot breath, too much Badusi being thrown around. And you know, y'all know what Badusi means. I'll tell y'all that on Twitter. Y'all can find out what that means. But too much of that spread around and no air is just killing me. I really felt like when there was no air conditioning going on, I really felt like singing. I was about to ask where was Jordan Sparks and me here to do a duet and start singing No Air because I really couldn't breathe. I was like, oh, my God. Especially, like, when it's that cute chick that's been like that. Oh, no, no. Don't do it. So, there you go. So, we'll go to your hot mess. You know, I got hot mess for days, I've seen. Anything you saw that was crazy for the past week?
Let me think about this. Because I don't know. Have you seen any hot messes for us? Nothing is coming to mind. The only thing, okay, no, something today, though. It's not really a hot mess, but it's just something that bothers me that I feel all the time. It's like, not even if it's a crowded place, but, like, when you're out in public and you see, like, parents with their children, and the children are, like, feet behind them, and they're walking up, like, paying their kid no attention, and they get mad and start yelling at the kid, walk up, I can't see you. But you leaving your kid trailing behind, not paying no attention at all, like, what's going on? Like, there's all these crazy people in the city. It's so crowded. And the kid's not really looking where they're going. They're looking, like, in the stores at people walking by, not paying no attention to their parents. So they're not paying attention to their surroundings, and you're not paying attention to your kid. That's ridiculous. Like,
exactly.
I feel like just snatching up somebody's kid just because they're not paying no attention. Like, to show them a lesson, like, it doesn't make sense to leave your kid, like, unattended like that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like you're talking about, I get buzzed by that because when you work in a mall, especially when you work somewhere where there's lots of things to fidget with. I just understand these parents that let their kids. I mean, my mom used to let me go in the store by myself. But
exactly.
She used to tell me, "For I went in that store, I better not act a fool." Now, these kids, I mean, parents that let their kids rummage and just go, okay. I'm going to tell them they're going to do what the heck they want to do, and they're going to start rummaging through crap. And I'm just like, it pisses me off. I'm like, you not see, you just let your kid rummage in here, and then this is what makes you more mad. The authority of the parent sucks. That's what really pisses me off. They walk in there, and they try to go control their kids, and their kids controlling them.
Exactly.
You got to be freaking kidding me. Your child controlling you.
And I see that
you
all the time now.
There's no excuse for it. Like, I'm not going to sit there, I'm not going to make an excuse for you, go, my kid does. No. Kids, there's a difference between kids and be kids and how you, and the kids will act how you allow them to act. Everyone will give you that excuse, kids would be kids. No. When they that young, you should be able to, I mean, that's when you get ready to cultivate them to how they're going to be. Because if you let them run amok, they're going to keep doing it the rest of their childhood. Especially when the kids start cussing these parents out. So I'm like, let me add to that to Miss Collier. She would have did some Street Fighter moves on me. Won't be none of that no more. I'm grown now trying to talk back to my mom now. So being little and talking back to your parents like that, I cannot excuse that crap. There's no excuse for that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're getting ready to roll on up. Tomorrow's going to be, it's kind of going to play by ear. We might have a guest on tomorrow, but if not, we'll chop it up some more. We might have some more hotness. So there you go. Make sure y'all come out tonight. If you didn't, go to I'm the Garage on Front Street. And tomorrow, make sure y'all go to LOL Wednesdays at Club After Dark with your girl, Miss Urban Goddess. So there y'all go, man. If y'all not convinced that me and Urban do things, that we we make moves. After y'all let people know every day, we going to make moves ready. You want to help us, whether you want to be involved or not. So there you go.
Uh-huh.
All right, that being said, we are rolling out. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at SettyJDusk, that's CEDDYJDUSK. And you can find me on Facebook the exact same way. Let them know how they can find you, Ms. Urban.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter at UrbanGoddessNYC, and my Facebook fan page is facebook.com/UrbanGoddessNYC.
All right, there we go. We rolling on out. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's
an Urban Goddess,
there is a way. So y'all make sure y'all chill. Make sure y'all enjoy the rest of y'all week and cultivate your dreams. So we rolling on out. And where's the Chris Brown? Deuces.